my life, I've had three great experiences that have something strikingly in common. One was the birth of all four of my children. The second was something I used to do with some regularity as a kid, climbing up into a thin-trunked tree in the backyard when I was a boy, and the wind would be blowing and causing that tree to sway as I was far too close to the top, and if my mother knew, she would have killed me. The third is experience I've had more than one time of that cold, refreshing shower after a very hard, hot, dirty day of work in the yard or somewhere else. Now, what would these things have in common? Well, as a young man lying on a bunk at 2 o'clock in the morning in Camp Patmos on Kelly's Island in Lake Erie, during the wee hours of the morning on my 17th birthday, I learned what they had in common. I experienced firsthand the new birth through the regeneration by the Holy Spirit. This is the next in our creedal statements that we're going to be meditating on today together. And those three things that I mentioned to you are all metaphors, they're symbols in Scripture of God's work of regeneration. The birth of a child, the wind in the trees, and a washing. I intend, during the time that we have remaining this morning, to explain to you biblically, theologically, and objectively what happened to me that night 35 years ago. But I'm going to tell you, there is no way that I can speak casually about this. How could I? Instantaneously, I was transformed by faith in Christ from being a spiritual rebel into a submissive child of God with a desire to serve Him and other people. From that day forward to this day, though oftentimes stumbling and falling and failing and begging the forgiveness of my Heavenly Father, I have seen worked out in my life the truth that is so eloquently, so beautifully stated by so many systematic theologians throughout the history of the church concerning regeneration. One trusted theologian called it the communication of divine life to the soul, an impartation of a new nature, the production of a new creation. Another one called it an act of God by which the principle of new life is implanted in a man and the governing disposition of the soul is made holy. Still another more recent theologian said that conversion refers to the response of a human being to God in his offer of salvation, in his approach to man spiritually. Regeneration is the other side of conversion. Simultaneous with it, it's God doing in a person a transformation of life that brings a spiritual vitality and direction to them when they accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have the good fortune today of looking to a passage that is like a window into the riches and the treasures of regeneration, provided by our Lord Jesus Christ Himself during His earthly ministry. In a text of Scripture that has become famous from what some call the golden verse of the New Testament, "Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I'm talking about John 3. Please turn to that passage in your Bible. To the wonderful interview that is presented here that Christ had with a man one night. And as we begin to look at this interview verse by verse, I would like you to simply pose this question for yourself as we start at verse 1. And we think about the new birth through the regeneration by the Holy Spirit. Ask this question, would you? Have you changed since you were saved? You have and you will be if you've been truly born again. You have become a partaker of the divine nature, according to 2 Peter 1, verse 3. And if you have not changed, you are just one other example of the profound need for regeneration that Jesus takes up at the very beginning of this interview with Nicodemus. Are you hungering and thirsting for righteousness? Have you been changed since you've been saved? Let God empower you to live as the new creature that you are.